Our scripture reading for this morning is taken from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 5. I'm going to read from verse 21 to 43. It's on page 37 in the New Testament. When Jesus has crossed again in a boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered around him, and he was by the sea. Then one of the leaders of the synagogue, named Jairus, came, and when he saw him, fell at his feet, and begging him repeatedly, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hand on her, so that she may be made well and live." So he went with him, and a large crowd followed him and pressed in on him. Now there was a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhage for 12 years. She had endured much under many physicians and had spent all that she had. And she was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloth. For she said, "If I but touch his clothes, I will be made well." Immediately, her hemorrhage stopped, and she felt in her body that she was healed on her disease. Immediately aware that power had gone from him, Jesus turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd press in on you. How can you say who touched me?" He looked all around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, fell down before him and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." While he was still speaking, some people came from the little house to say, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble teacher any further?" But overhearing what they say, Jesus said to the leader of the synagogue, "Do not fear, only believe." He allowed no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the house of the leader of the synagogue, he saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. When he entered, he said to them, "Why do you make a commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. Then he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him, and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha, come," which means, "Little girl, catch up." And immediately the girl caught up and began to walk about. She was 12 years of age. At this they were overcome with amazement. He strictly ordered that no one should know this, and told them to give her something to eat. The word of God to the people of God. And the people say, "Praise be to God." Amen.
Let the Lord God, our guiding light, tells to all my children that they must drive to another world. Let us pray. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For you are my rock, my shield, for you are my fortress, you are my refuge, you are my redeemer. Amen. Our sermon today, I will go through the story that was read by Pastor Ms. Lokotui. It is a story of Jesus on his way to Capernaum. And there was a ruler of the synagogue met him and asked him to come to his house and to heal his daughter. He is very sick, and she is at the very point of death. And on his way, there are so many people gathered around him and flock around him. And in that crowd, there was a woman. And her illness and her sickness is an issue of blood for 12 years. Maybe he had heard about Jesus, what he can do. He opened the eyes of those who were blinded. He made those who couldn't walk, walk. He made those who couldn't talk, talk. And this is what she said into her heart. If I only can touch his clothes, I will be made whole. And in the midst of that crowd, jeering maybe, Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the Son of God, there she fought her way toward Jesus. Maybe the disciples were guarding Jesus. But if only I could touch his clothes, I will be made whole. And yes, she did. Some theologian says that a devout Jew put on an outer garment with four tassels on four corners. It is a reminder, as the chosen people of God, and that is one of those four tassels that this woman touched. Some theologians say it was blue in color. But yes, she reached over and touched. And immediately, throughout her body, she was made whole, cured. A touch of a lifetime. And right after Jesus felt there's a virtue went out of him, and he turned to his disciples, "Who touched me?" Perhaps this woman was close by. She could hear Jesus said that. And the disciple told Jesus, "Look at these people. They gather around you and they throng around you. And here you ask us, who touched me?" And Jesus again asked, "Who touched me?" And there on the scene, this poor woman. At one time, she was celebrating, you know, the hornet that she got. Maybe less than 30 seconds, she was happy. She enjoyed the new life that she had. The life before of this woman, wherever she goes, unclean. Whatever she touches, unclean. Wherever she sets footsteps, unclean. For 12 years. And here comes a day that she decided to touch Jesus. And I will be clean, clean forever. And she turned around. It is I who touched you. Maybe Jesus just wanted her to, you know, to say it in public that I am the one who touched you. And church, there is a difference between throng around Jesus and following Jesus. And there comes some words of comfort. Woman, you are made whole. And stop your fear, stop trembling, for you are set free. Go in peace. There is a name used by the Hebrew, but the Israelites, they used to call Yahweh by the name of Jehovah Shammah. He is there. And that is the meaning of it. If he is there, your family problems will be wiped out. If he is there, your financial problems will be wiped out. And if he is there, all your home, all your work, and all whatever you do will be okay. And if he is there, you will be just like a garden under constant raining, full and full and full and full of blessing. And that is Jehovah Shammah. In these days and age, we need to come close to Jesus and have this attitude of this woman. If I could only touch, not his body physically, or I don't wait for him to give me a word so I can be cured, but if I could only touch, I will be made whole. I will be cured. For here and the next life to come. And here I want to leave it with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.